This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially our over-the-road truckers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter, all the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things that we have over there that you can save some money with. All right, here we are. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
There, I had a little squeak in my voice there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have another logjam of ships offshore. Did you hear where they are?
Where's that?
Savannah, Georgia, off the port of Savannah, Georgia. Now, that's a smaller port. They don't have room for a lot of these ships, okay? So when they get backed up like that, that means you're going to have a problem. Now, my question is, Governor DeSantis has come out and said, hey, we're open, ready to go. Not very far away from Savannah, about, I don't know, maybe 120 or 30 miles, you have Fernandina Beach, you have the port of Jacksonville. Certainly those container ships could go down there and offload, right?
Well, so you one would think, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it's time for us to start doing that, because why they're sitting off the coast over there, I don't know. But I will tell you this, Secretary Pete Buttigieg has appointed a special panel to look into what it is that's going on. He doesn't have a freaking clue what's going on, and he has no idea how to deal with it.
Well, no, I think that, yeah, that is really obvious at this point. And I don't know, Captain, how they think that they're going to be able to spin their way out. Now, it's one thing to go to the podium and make some kind of a speech or try to spin this thing, but what's not going to be spinnable is going to be when the shelves do not have parts for the appliances that you have. If you want to buy a dishwasher or a refrigerator, or you want to buy a car anytime soon, not just those kinds of things, but how about this, Christmas presents and toys?
I will tell you that Savannah, Georgia, there's no doubt in my mind, because of what's not very far away, you have a BMW plant in Greer, South Carolina, which is probably waiting on containers to come in from there. You also have one in Alabama, which is Mercedes-Benz, down by Montgomery, which could or could not be waiting for containers to come in there, because it's not that that far away. It's a day's drive, so it could be happening that way. Then again, it could be the port of Mobile, but we're not hearing about the problem with Mobile. We're hearing about it with Savannah. So we've got a different group of containers that come in for all those different new manufacturing plants that were put in there over the past decade or so with these industrial zones they put in there. They actually make the plants, like the BMW plant,
right,
is German soil.
Oh, very interesting.
You come up to the plant, the gate, they got a big gate, all the security. And the people that are there, you see the German flag flying with the American flag. You're pulling into Germany when you pull in there.
Wow, that's
yep.
really, really something.
Yep.
Well, but all these chips, and not just chips, but you have furniture and you have all kinds of stuff that is sitting in these containers. And Captain, when it becomes the holidays and Christmas time and so forth, you think people are upset at Joe Biden now. They're chanting vulgar things at Joe Biden now.
I am telling you, if you don't have your Christmas gifts ordered, if you want some sort of special gift and you're thinking you're going to get it a month or two from now, you're not. You need to go see if you can get whatever it is that's on your wish list right now, because if you don't, you're not going to see it. You're just not going to see it.
Well, right. Well, and also, Captain, in the United States of America, we shouldn't be seeing this kind of backup, this kind of backlog, this kind of log jam, whatever you want to call it. This is we're the laughingstock of the rest of the world. And Joe Biden can't possibly think, maybe he does, but maybe he can't possibly think that this is all just normal and, oh, yeah, this will work out several months from now. That's not how we do things in this country, and it's as if he's standing idly by and just letting it all happen.
It's called chaos.
It is chaos because, you know, Captain, people think that they're going crazy, but they're not going crazy. It seems like every aspect of our society is having some major catastrophe that doesn't allow us to actually get things done anymore. And so, you know, again, it's like they're looking for that chaos, the Democrat Party elite are, because they think somehow they're going to benefit from it.
Yeah, and I know that Florida can take advantage of that if they'll work with Florida, because we have the ports, we have the space, the dock space, we have the railroads, we have the truck lines, and we're good to go.
Well, right. And so this is a real clash. It's a clash of ideas and a clash of capabilities.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we got a lot more stuff to talk about. How about what's going on with the Taliban? Wait till you hear this one. This will make you happy. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, again, I talked to Dawn, Mike Lindell's administrative assistant, yesterday, and she was telling me how thrilled she was with the activity that she's getting at night from you folks. And just keep it up, because remember, Mike Lindell was the victim of the progressive left liberal socialist communist faction of this country that were trying to put him out of business. That's what they were trying to do. An American company with 1,500 American employees. You all know the story behind Mike Lindell. And I took a stance to stand up and help him when I was approached about becoming an endorser at night, which is exactly what I do. Now, I've got the products, okay? So I'm not just talking about stuff they've got. I've got the products. I've got the MyPillow. Matter of fact, I got two of them. I've got the mattress cover. I've got the slippers. And by the way, I'm going to get a new pair because I got a new style that came out. I've got the bathrobe. I've got the bath towels. I've got the Giza sheets. And I'm going to be getting some other stuff as Christmas gets closer, because I'm going to give some of this away for Christmas gifts. Now, you can do the same thing, because all these products that he has are made in the USA, right there in Minnesota at his plant. All of them. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at what's right there. You'll see plenty on the homepage. You'll see some ridiculously low price, and then you'll see the statement with promo code price such and such. Well, the promo code is the word captain. Promo code is the word captain. They've also got a special link there that if you double-click on it, it says Radio Listener Specials. It'll open up a separate page, and it'll give you even more specials that'll have even more ridiculously low, insane prices on there. And again, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you feel uncomfortable about trying to order something off the Internet, and a lot of people do, you can call them up on the phone. And their number is 800-888-8888. 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. Call them up. Product code is Captain. Order whatever it is you want. And, oh, by the way, Christmas, these people will have, it'll make a lot of people happy, some of the things they've got there for you to take a look at and buy and give as gifts. And at least you know you'll be able to get it, and you're not waiting on some stupid container ship somewhere, which is what's going to happen to a lot of people. Are going to be very unpleasantly not surprised when they find out that the stuff that they want, they're not going to be able to get. So, again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And you're gonna love what you see there, made in the USA. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Let's say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the U.S. delegation was holding in Qatar some candid and professional talks with the UN sanctioned Taliban terrorists that were there trying to make some headway out of trying to get the money back that we've frozen for them. And other countries around the world have frozen as well. They're not just going to hand the money to a bunch of terrorists because they know what they're going to do with it.
Well, that's right. And I got to tell you, Captain, I wish that they would stop using phraseologies like professional and this kind of thing, businesslike with the Taliban. I mean, we're talking about the Taliban here. They haven't changed. In fact, they've gotten worse than what they were when we first met them on the world stage 20 years ago, basically.
They're still killing people willfully and paying no attention to who they are, women, children, old men, young women, whatever.
Exactly. That's why I think it's a farce to somehow legitimize the Taliban in this manner, because most of the American people, I think, Captain, they just want the Taliban to be dealt with in this very, very harsh way.
Now, Sean Spicer on his television show on Newsmax last night said that Joe Biden appears to be hell-bent on doing big things in a big hurry and getting it all done as fast as he can. I think I can see that and agree with that.
Well, sure, yeah, because they know that everything, they know it's all going south. They really do, and they're trying to get this done before the midterms come. You know, they probably can't overwhelm it with any kind of fraud. I mean, there's always some degree of election fraud. We know that. But in this case, it's going to be overwhelming the other direction, and they know it.
Speaking of fraud, your congressman out there, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, said, "We have a Republican Party that is now an autocratic cult around Donald Trump."
Well, let's see. I don't know what he's got to go talk to the High Priestess Nancy Pelosi.
He looks like a cult. Just look at him. He looks like a some sort of freaking weirdo.
Well, he is an odd fellow. There's no doubt about it. But you know, Captain, look, they're trying to ramp up this kind of talk and phraseology because they are super scared. That's a technical term. They're super scared of the fact that Donald Trump is now resonating again with the American people, and he's resonating with voters who would never have voted for him in a million years.
Yep.
But now what Joe Biden's done, they're ready to do it.
Because it's affecting their wallet.
Yeah, and their way of life.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. Now, age-adjusted mortality is now at 2004 levels, yet we're told that COVID is worse than the 1918 flu that killed millions of people.
Well, and there has to be, and COVID is bad. There's no doubt about it. But again, you've got some of these Democrat Party elite who have seized upon it as an opportunity. And to a great degree, as we were mentioning earlier, it's like they want to prolong it so that they can continue restrictions, scare people. This number in the California recall, it wasn't about issues at all. It wasn't about homelessness, crime, inflation, people leaving the state. It was about pretty much one thing. If you recall me, you're going to fall off a COVID cliff. They think that's a winning strategy, just COVID, COVID, COVID.
Yeah. By the way, Hillary reappeared. She and Kohlhart have written a book, and she said, and I quote, "We're still in the midst of a concerted effort to undermine American democracy."
Yeah, well, I mean, but who's
if she's involved, they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, again, it's the old trick. Just accuse the other side of everything that you're doing.
Yep.
And because they've found a mantra with that.
Yep. And the New York Times, this is great. This is really great. The New York Times attacked segregated, gifted, and talented courses that were being taught in New York City that are actually more diverse than what the New York Times is.
Well, exactly. The idea that you have courses for people who show aptitude for this or that, and that you, and in fact, part of this, Captain, is that if the child does fall into that category, then if they're not given, you know, these gifted classes and so forth, or supervision, they don't do well in school. You know, so in other words, you can't simply create something where everything is now exactly the same all the time. And you don't get, you don't make progress with that. It's like saying, I'm sorry, Thomas Edison, you're just the same as everybody
yeah.
else, and we're not going to help you develop yeah. your gift.
Well, the Taiwanese president spoke up yesterday and said, nobody can force Taiwan to take the path China has laid out for us.
Yeah, this is big time stuff. This is going to get more and more important as we go through the end of this year and into next year. I don't think it's going to be a super long time away that we're going to see something happen.
They're going to put the squeeze on Taiwan for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, why else would you have President Xi talking about, we just want to reunify the country?
Oh, and by the way, yesterday, It's rumored that Taiwan has nuclear weapons.
See, now that's the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Because in modern warfare, if China were to attack Taiwan, Taiwan has armaments, but in any modern conflict that's not like what we saw, for example, if you're fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan,
no.
But two modern countries going at war, one side will start to lose at some point. And it's not conventional any longer in the grand sense. And if you have tactical nuclear weapons, of which Taiwan is rumored to have,
yep.
then that changes the game. And we could see a major, major catastrophe.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're getting ready to take a break. I hear the music coming up now. And when we come back, we're going to get right into it again. Steve Scalise, we're going to talk about him and what he had to say about Joe Biden and the jobs numbers, which were a big disappointment this time around, a big disappointment, at least 50% below what they thought they were going to be. And does it look like they're going to get any better? Well, not exactly. Okay, we'll be right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he does not expect a vaccine mandate for Americans flying domestically in the near future.
I don't want to say support or not. I mean, obviously, from a public health standpoint, the more protection you get, the better it is. But I don't want to be weighing in because we wind up then having people taking things out of context.
Fauci first floated the idea of vaccine requirements for domestic flights last month during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, and has since said he would support the idea during various media interviews.
As the United States inches ever closer toward a default, Republicans continue to insist that Democrats raise the debt ceiling on their own through reconciliation. Most Democrats, including leadership, have rejected using reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling, but others in the caucus have demanded that the reconciliation process be used to avert a default. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Catch the MonsterCast Sunday nights on many of these same stations. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. As you all know, I've been with Geico for about 18 years. I'll tell you about it because I believe in them, and that's why I talk to you about them. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more about them. Now, they'll also tell you where your local office is, or they'll answer questions for you right there. You can get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They can give you rates for all of that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance with your automobiles on your Geico insurance policy. That'll save you a bunch of money. And that's what I suggest you do, because I did it. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And remember, you can also find out where your local agent is there, too. You can either do it in person with a local agent, or you can do it right there over the Internet, whichever you want to do, Geico.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Representative Steve Scalise from Louisiana has said that Joe Biden's policies are directly responsible for the disappointing jobs numbers. Very true from where I'm sitting.
Well, sure, of course. And, you know, they're creating an environment, number one, where people don't want to go to work. They are afraid to go to work because they continue to hear about COVID and all this kind of stuff. And
or they get paid money to sit home.
They get paid money to sit home.
If they got kids, they get so much for that. And if they got unemployment, they get so much for that, although they're not getting the long-term unemployment anymore.
Right, but when jobs open up, And I'm sure, Captain, our listeners are seeing all of the same things that we're seeing, and that is signs that say now hiring all positions. You know, you can't shake a stick around here in California without seeing a sign like that. But people aren't going back to the workforce because they found that maybe they can exist otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, on the government's dole. All right. Virginia Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe, mentioned Donald Trump 18 times in a 12-minute CNN television interview.
Well, because it's all about Trump now. Again, Trump is front and center. And just like in the California recall, Governor Newsom continued to mention Donald Trump. They tried to paint Larry Elder that he somehow was Donald Trump. I mean, at the heart of it all.
Yeah, the black Trump.
Right, exactly. And they just had no compunction about saying the most horrible things, obviously. But here's the thing. People are actually, as we were saying before, Trump is resonating with people. He's resonating with them because he would never have let what happened in Afghanistan. He would be standing up and was standing up to China. He was calling them as he saw them. And, you know, the Democrats, and especially McAuliffe here, and see, also another thing, Biden's very unpopular, so he can't really go out there and say, hey, I'm all about Joe Biden today. He's got to find like a boogeyman, basically, and that's Trump's stand.
Now, in New York City, the unvaccinated teachers need to waive their right to sue in order to get 1 year of health benefits. These are the ones that are being laid off.
That's right. Yeah. So in order for them to stay on unpaid leave, they have to agree that they're not going to sue, and then they'll keep their health benefits for another year. So this is quite interesting because obviously now the teachers, are going out and they're acknowledging now the medical and religious exemptions to the vaccination. But this was negotiated, I think, by their union, United Federation of Teachers, to allow them to keep those benefits, even while on unpaid leave.
Now, inflation, it's fair to say, is way beyond the transitory becoming, right now becoming a growing issue for markets. Personal economy warns a whole bunch of economists. And I totally agree with that statement.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's going to be here. It's here to stay. When we get through the end of the year, I think it's going to continue to go up. We're going to have less goods and less services. And so when that happens...
Which will knock down the GDP.
Well, of course it will. And
it'll keep oil high.
That's right. It'll be the high price of everything that you're buying or receiving as a service. And so there's just not going to be any way around it. And it's not going to be something that can be hidden. Jen Psaki is not going to be able to, well, she might try. She might try to stand there and look at the reporters in the briefing room and say, none of this is happening, you're all going crazy, but nobody's going to believe her.
Let's hope not.
Right.
All right. Now, also, let me take a look over here at something else, because we talked about oil prices, and I'm going to take a real quick look here right now. Oop, what happened there? I just went past where I wanted to go. Sorry about that. Okay. All right, I'll have to find that another way. Never mind. But anyway, the anti-gun lobby groups have launched a new campaign to try to intimidate, of all people, the U.S. Supreme Court on the Second Amendment case that's looming out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like all bets are off. You know, the gloves have come off. There's no filter any longer. No one would ever, you know, think to be that direct and so forth. But yet they see the Second Amendment, Captain, as a major stumbling block to being able to create an authoritarian society.
All right, here we go. This is what I wanted. I just pulled this up finally. Crude oil prices and the price of gasoline and diesel have gone up dramatically. Right now, West Texas crude is at its highest level in 7 years. $80.52 a barrel, went up $1.17 yesterday. Brent crude is at $83.65 a barrel, went up $1.26 yesterday. The one-year forecast out, futures on oil, $92 a barrel. Remember, Iran is looking for $100 a barrel. That's what they want. That's the goal that they're trying to do here, that Joe Biden and company are trying to push. In the meantime, the wholesale price of gasoline with the federal tax in it at the refinery before it leaves and comes to your area is $2.38 a gallon, while diesel is now $2.52 a gallon. Again, that's at the refinery before it comes out, before the transportation and the state taxes and county and city and all that stuff are tossed in there.
Right. That's exactly right.
What's the price by you?
Well, I've seen it as low as $4.33 and as high as almost $5. Yeah.
So all of that is well over $2 a gallon above what I just said for gasoline.
That's true.
And something's wrong with that price. Something's wrong. Well, speaking of wrong, more than $100 million in unused border wall materials were captured yesterday by the Fox drone that was flying overhead.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, of course, and they're trying to say, of course, well, we can no longer be building the wall. We can't spend the money on it. And there's a good question whether or not that can really be shut down, because it was already ongoing, basically.
And then we'll finish the segment before we go to the Trucker's Highway Bible Report with this. Social media now reveals the extreme political views of the Navy nuclear engineer's wife, who was arrested for selling secrets to the Chinese. She wanted to get back at Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, you know, what can you even say to that? That's just unbelievable, isn't it? In the sense that, you know, here's somebody who's rabidly anti-Trump, and now they're doing this and selling out our country because of their hatred.
But don't forget, her husband was too, but she was the one that got her husband involved.
Right. Oh, exactly. I mean, there's no good way to slice it. It's just that, you know, it's sad in this day and age, when these secrets, they're so fleeting to begin with, but second of all, you know, it's because they hate Donald Trump and puts the rest of us at risk. I mean, people understand sometimes motivations of money or that kind of stuff, but this is just, you know, that kind of thing.
And today, the Florida gal, the Northport, Florida gal, Gabby Petito, her autopsy will be made public today. The coroner will be making an announcement. Of course, he's the one that ruled her death was a homicide, but they're going to get into some more details today, and I have reason to believe that that's not going to be very pretty.
Yes, I think you're right about that. We should have evidently the cause of death, the actual
death. And they're still looking for this bird that's out there.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot more coming your way. Don't go nowhere. Know how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and Don, too. Carrollton, Georgia, up there, WLBB, AM 1330. Hello to all you folks up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there and find out what they're all about. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one. If you're out there out west, before you drive into the snowstorm out there, make sure you got your fuel right. Okay, here we go with an oldie but goodie. Hold on to your hats.
Letting it all hang out. I'll see that bread.
That's the Commodores, Brick House. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do, yeah, 1977.
That was a lot of fun dancing to that one, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to just turn you loose out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks. Well, again, we have winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories all over the western United States. This major snowstorm, of course, first really big one of the season, covering most of the west. The Rockies, basically, we're also looking in the southern Idaho. We've got freeze warnings there near Boise. We've got major snow events, of course, down through Wyoming. And if you're on I-80 tonight and you're heading west towards Elk Mountain out of Cheyenne, you want to be very, very careful there. Be advised of any local warnings and just be careful because it's going to be very, very the storm ridden, no doubt about it. Now, as you go down into Colorado, we've also got freeze watches out near Grand Junction. Also, Denver has got high wind warnings south of Denver there tonight. We've also got winter storm warnings all throughout the central part of Utah, and also we've got high wind warnings over in western Nevada. Freeze warning near Reno. Also, we've got a freeze warning in the southern Oregon, in the Medford area, if you're coming up the I-5 corridor, and also freeze warnings in southern central Washington and central northern Oregon as well. High winds will persist in the American Southwest. Those warnings should begin expiring as we get into Tuesday morning. So that's part of the good news here.
Okay, now this storm is moving to the east along I-90, I-94, and eventually I-80 will be coming your way across Nebraska here. It is moving in your direction. Now, right now, we do have a winter storm warning for Rapid City, South Dakota, so be advised there. It's going to get a little tricky over around Rapid City. Now, going all the way over to the east coast, we now have fog in Maine. All the way over to Bangor from down in, let's see, New Hampshire, the coastline, Boston, up through there, all the way up I-95 that-a-way. And then that fog skipjacks around down along Long Island and New York, and it's down in the Chesapeake Valley. Right now the Chesapeake River, or Bay, and coming up towards Philadelphia, there's a little patchy fog in there. So that's what's going on there. Now, let's not forget, before I have to let you go, Kyle, we've got two systems out there in the Caribbean right now. Don't know what's going to happen, but they're there, and you need to pay attention to what's in the Caribbean because these are probably 2 to 3 days away from being close enough to where we really need to worry about them. But you got that amount of time, and it looks like they're going to be big rainmakers, which is something we don't need.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's already been too much.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. That's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And now we're going to jump over to
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
As we mentioned earlier yesterday when we were talking, tell me a little bit about this Navy husband and wife that have been charged with what they've been charged with, and now we find out it's a little bit more weird. There's new developments coming in.
Well, I don't know what new developments you're referring to, but...
Well, they say the wife had a deal with a hatred towards Donald Trump, and that was her motivation.
Well, they just cultivated the social media, but his code name was Alice, and he used encrypted emails. How this came to the attention of the FBI in the first place, I do not know, but... we also do not know the name of the foreign countries that he was attempting to sell the technology to. We can imagine who it is, but we don't know that for sure. That is not listed in the criminal complaint. But they have, in fact, been arrested. The entire time that this investigation was going on, which, by the way, started last year, they were actually communicating, unbeknownst to them, with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's really at this point, there was a very large hatred, yes, for Donald Trump by the wife. That's yeah. True.
And she was also some sort of supporter of Black Lives Matter.
Correct. She's clearly a progressive. All the way, yes, that's absolutely right. But that's at this point, that's really pretty much it. All we know. It would be interesting to find out what third country they or other country, foreign country they're trying to sell the technology to. But we don't know that.
Okay, and I'm just going to
imagine.
Yeah, I'm just going to tease when we come back. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris and her professional actor kids that were there and that commercial with her. Plus, we're also going to talk about Taiwan. It's been brought out that Taiwan might have tactical nuclear weapons, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, which is coming here right about now. I'm waiting for the music to come up, and I hear it starting to come in there right now, low. But I will tell you that when we do come back, more with Denise Simon. And don't forget, you guys and gals out west, find yourself a Pilot or Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there before you drive into that storm and make sure you get your fuel right. You got to have your fuel right before you get out in that mess, or you could become part of the problem. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday morning edition, right here, right now.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.